Now, as it started out, all of these people owed this money to the master, and the implication is maybe there wasn't a lot of chance that they were going to get the money back. They had allowed the debts to just go on way too long. So he goes out and works a deal with them. He's a shrewd character. He says, how much do you owe? And he gives them a discounted price to pay back. At least if he's going to be accountable to the master, he wants to bring him something. He wants to redeem himself a little bit. He wants to look a little better in his sight. So he goes around making all of these deals, but he didn't do it just for the master. He did it for himself. Because he knew he was going to be out of a job and he was going to need some friends. And certainly these people who had saved all this money ought to befriend him once he was down on his luck. So it wasn't really that noble a gesture, but it was a very practical one. And when the master found out that he had at least recouped some of what was owed to him, he commended this dishonest, shrewd manager for what he had done. Now, why would Jesus tell us a story about a dishonest person who was commended for being shrewd? Well, I think the key is in the verse where he says that the people of this world are wiser in dealing with their own generation than the people of light. In other words, God's people sometimes withdraw from the world when they're dealing with their religious life. You know, we come to church, we talk about good things, we believe we're supposed to keep our mind on good things, and we kind of compartmentalize our life. That here's our religious life, and we know we're supposed to be good, and then we go out into the world and we're involved in some things that aren't quite so honorable sometimes. But Jesus is saying that this dishonest, shrewd manager knew how to even turn his problem into an opportunity. He knew how to get along with the present generation and make something out of his troubles to make life a little bit better for himself. And he said, God's people often aren't wise enough to do that. We don't see that opportunity. And he calls on us in our dealings with the world to be a lot more shrewd. Another place in Scripture, Jesus says, be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. Not one of those images we think of as so godly. But Jesus knows that we live in a world, and this world is corrupted by sin, and even the material things we have, even when we try to use them in a good way, are already corrupted because of our sin nature. That it's hard to earn an honest dollar. You know, when I was growing up, I heard about my grandfather, my grandmother's talking about, you know, an honest wage for an honest day's labor. And at least it's an honest dollar. But you know, we live in a kind of world today where we know more about what's going on. We know more about companies and their dealings in the world. We know about a lot of the ins and outs of the business world. We see these news shows on TV all of the time that show where trusted companies are really cheating the consumers and their employees to make an extra dollar. We live in a world where it's really hard to find that honest dollar. It's really hard, even though our hearts are honest and we're trying to earn an honest dollar, to know whether the people who are paying us are really being honest in all of their dealings. We realize we live in a world that is very materialistic and very much influenced by the power of the dollar. And Jesus is telling us that even though all of these dollars, all of these millions of dollars that's made in our economy may not be all that honest, we ought to be like the steward who uses what we have to make friends with people in the world. to make a difference out there in the world. If we would just take all of that money to protect ourselves and to protect the people we love, then we're being kind of selfish and self-centered. But he's saying if we go out into the world and we use our money shrewdly, then we work our way into other people's lives. And when we do that, we also work ourselves into a position to share with them the riches of the kingdom of God. Maybe because we help somebody with their rent, as Eva shared with us today. We may have an opportunity later on through James in that community to witness more fully to that person about the riches of the kingdom of God. Maybe because we give of our money for our emergency fund and help people as they come into our church. I usually invite people to come to our church, those that we help through the emergency fund. Very few come. But you know, when people are hurting, people need their rent paid, people are hungry and need food, they're not always open to the love and power of God. They're looking for an immediate reward. But you see, if we're open and we're generous, we make and pave a way and open a door that we can walk through later to share the riches of God. That's the kind of shrewdness that Jesus was talking about. In 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, beginning in the 6th verse, it said that we come into this world with nothing, and we're going to leave with nothing. And that if we worship money, we're in trouble. Because it is only temporary. And that the love of money is the root of all evil. Jesus is telling us in the parable, going even a step further than Paul, and saying not just the love of money, but it's hard to find money that's not tainted by sin. But at least the money we have, we can try to make a difference reaching out to this present generation. We can make a difference by doing more than just for ourselves. That we can reach others, and maybe because we have reached out and been shrewd with the way we use money, we can make friends with the world, and once we make friends with the world, we can share the good news of Jesus Christ and the love of God to people. You know, one of the reasons we're facing the problems we're facing today with people in Middle Eastern countries and many of the Islamic countries is because they are the countries that we in our foreign policy have chosen not to help. Some of the poorest countries in the world are growing day by day with converts to Islam because they have made us, the wealthy West, Satan, and they're binding together to be against us. Because we have not shared in our national policy and made friends with some of these people in the world. They're hungry people. They're starving people. You know, a bomb war in Afghanistan is a useless war. There are no buildings in Afghanistan worth bombing. They're all rubble. Bombs will do no good. Poverty is so great that people in poverty will listen to anything to give them hope. And if a crazy leader rises up and says, all of your problems are due to those people over in America who have everything and control everything, they're our enemy. That gives those people caught up in poverty hope. Their anger, their hatred, their hostility, because we have so much and they have so little. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't quite know what to do about our foreign policy positions. But I do know that in this story, Jesus says we've got to be shrewd with the way we use our money. I don't think it's any mistake that the trade buildings were hit because they represent the money center in the United States and the world. And one of the greatest populations of poverty throughout the world and the fastest growing religion in the world is poor Islamic nations. Now, they may be nations that are rich in oil, but the people don't get the benefits of that well. What are we doing as individuals to make friends with people out here in the world with the money, resources, time, and talent we have? What are we doing as a nation to make friends with the world, people suffering in poverty and hardship? We're such a rich nation. We're such a rich people. Jesus focused on this dishonest, shrewd manager about to lose his job because he learned how to parlay his situation to benefit himself and his master, and said that the people of darkness, the people who give themselves to just taking care of themselves, are shrewder than the people of light. Shouldn't we be more wise about how we invest our dollars, how we reach out and touch people, how we open doors through their selfishness and their greed, so later we can share riches that are worth so much more than that? When we look at our world situation as the wealthiest nation on earth, we have to think, at least in some small way, how have we contributed to a global situation where it comes down to the rich and the poor, and some fanatic filled with hate can turn that to terrorism that strikes around the globe? Maybe we need to be much wiser as children of light and make friends with the money that we have so that we can go beyond that and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us learn that our money is not going to save us, but sharing it in the right places and the right ways can make a world of difference. Let us pray. Gracious Father, sometimes it's hard for us to hear your words. We have become secure individually by trying to hold on to our money, invest it wisely for our own benefit and the benefit of those close to us that we love. And I don't guess there's anything wrong with that, Father. But maybe this great tragedy in our nation is calling us to some accountability. Maybe there's some policies we need to change that have separated people on this planet in such a way that others can take advantage of that separation from rich and poor and turn it into hatred and terrorism. And we can sit back and feel like we're blameless victims. Or we can rise above that as the children of light and see that if we did more to care more, if we were in more places sharing food and medicine and clothing with those who had so little, when we have so much as a nation, that maybe sowing the seeds of hatred would be harder and sharing the message of love would be so much easier. Help us as children of light to be shrewd as we manage our money, our resources, and our time so that we will be entrusted with heavenly riches here in this life and in the kingdom to come. We ask your blessings.
Jesus' name.